The following presentation is brought to you by www.talkingmp3players.com, the home of the affordable talking MP3 players.
In this presentation, we're going to take a look at the FM radio. So let's turn the player on by clicking the power button.
Recent bookmarks.
Okay, now let's down arrow to the menu item for the FM radio.
Files, FM radio.
And at this point, you click the Enter key to start the radio. Now, when you click the Enter key, it's going to start playing on whatever frequency it happens to be on. It's also going to inform you that there's no settings found and ask if you want to auto scan. You can answer yes to the auto scan by clicking the Enter key or no by clicking any other key. So we're going to click the Enter key to answer yes to the auto scan question. All right, I'm going to click Enter key now to start the radio.
No settings found. Auto scan.
So I'm going to click the Enter key.
Auto scan.
Alright, so it went through and it set up the presets, and as soon as it finished, it started playing the song. Now, if you just want to scan the presets, you can go up the dial by hitting the right arrow.
Four deuces.
I think they'll be better. On by and play a
while. I just sound so sad. Country station.
Rings be dispersed abroad.
Donating's easy, just call 8C.
You can move up or down the dial, as I said. That was the right arrow, so we're going to use the left arrow now for just a few times. And then, if you want to pause playing, you just click the up arrow. It pauses it, and to continue playing, you click the up arrow once again. And it continues playing. Now, let's say you want to find out what frequency this is. You click the Enter key, and it tells you the frequency. So now, let's say I want to go to a different frequency. Well, you can do it this way too. So you just go, say I want to go to that frequency, and just click the Enter key on that frequency. At this point, we're going to stop playback. Actually, I'm going to pause it. And we'll see if that same thing works here.
105.5.
Right, so you can pause it so you can hear the frequencies better without the music playing in the background.
104.9.
And move to the frequency that you want to go to.
104.1, 99.5, 98.9, 98.7, 98.5, 97.9.
Let's say I want to go to that one. I'll click the Enter key on it. And then I unpause it. The same old yes we all see, got to satisfy those thrills. You know that ain't no rest for the wicked. And it moves right to it and starts playing it as soon as you unpause it. So, to stop playback, you click the power button, like so.
Save changes.
Now, it's asking me if I want to save changes, and I'm not going to do it, but...
Save changes.
Because I'll show you how to do that later, and I don't want to set up any presets right now.
Save changes.
So, I'm going to click any other key but the Enter key.
FM radio.
And it returns me right to the main menu. All right, I'm going to show you how to set up presets manually, so that you can set up your radio station frequencies that you want on your player. So let's Click the power button to turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
Let's arrow down to FM radio.
Files, FM radio.
Now, I didn't save the settings the last time, so it's going to ask me again if I want to auto-scan. And I'm going to answer no by clicking any other key but the Enter key. So I'm going to click the Enter key now.
No settings found. Auto-scan.
Click any other key to answer no. Alright, now at this point, we need to make sure that we're in scan mode, which you can find out by clicking the down arrow. So let's click it now. And it said scan. And if you hit the down button again, it repeats scan. So you know there's only the one choice, scan. The other choice would be preset. That would be if you had presets already set up. So click the Enter key to accept the scan.
No preset.
And then when you get back to this point, you can move frequency by frequency, either left or right, with the left and right arrows. Or, that's one by one. Or, you can hold down the right or left arrow for a second, and it'll jump to the next active frequency. Alright, so let's say I want to save this station as a preset. I hold down the Enter key until the menu pops up.
Preset.
Came up and said presets, so we arrow down to
add preset.
Add preset. So we click the Enter key on that, and then we hold down the Enter key until the player speaks again.
Add preset.
And it says add preset again. Now we've just set this station as a preset. So if you want to choose another station, you would click the left arrow to get out of this submenu, and you're back in the radio function. So let's move to the left by holding down the left arrow. You can go frequency by frequency, or like I said, you can hold down the left or right arrow. So I'm going to hold down the left arrow for a second. They'd be your partner. They'd be your partner. And found another station. So it's the same thing. You hold down the Enter key until the menu pops up,
preset.
And you arrow down to
preset.
And you click the Enter key. Then you hold down the Enter key until the player speaks.
Preset.
And now we save two presets. So now you left arrow to get out of the submenu. And that's how you save presets manually. Alright, at this point, I'm going to show you how to delete any presets that you don't want to keep. So I've set up, I've left my player auto scan and preset up some stations. And let's see, let's get into the FM radio.
Files, FM radio.
We click the Enter button. And now let me find a station that I want to get rid of. So Moses took. Alright, so let's say I want to get rid of that one. Alright, so here's what you do. You click the Enter key, which will bring up the frequency.
89.5.
Now at this point, you hold down the Enter key until the menu pops up.
Edit preset.
You arrow down to
remove preset.
And you click Enter.
89.7.
And it's gone.
88.89.7. 89.9. 89.7.
I just wanted to see if I could do it, I suppose.
So let me show you again. Let's go back to that line there. Alright, you click the Enter key, which will announce the frequency.
89.9.
At this point, you hold down the Enter key until the menu pops up.
Edit preset.
You arrow down.
Remove preset.
And you click Enter.
90.5.
And it's gone. That's how you delete any presets that you don't want to keep, if you do an auto scan or if you make a mistake while manually setting them up. Alright, so let's say you just set up your presets, whether you let the player auto scan or you did it manually. I'm going to show you a different way to save it. So I'm going to turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks. Files. FM radio.
Down to FM radio. Click Enter key.
And everyone needs new friends. Seriously, when's the last time you went out and had a blast?
And it's creating the preset list.
selection. Another star.
All right, so it set up the preset list.
As harp.
Hey, Maidas, te decimos.
Okay, now that we're here, let me show you about the down arrow, which allows you to switch from scan to preset mode. So you just click the down arrow.
Scan 93.3.
And you can only navigate down in this menu item. So the first thing that comes up is scan, and if you arrow down.
Preset 93.3.
And arrow down again.
Scan 93.3.
It says scan again. So just to show you scan mode, I'm going to click the enter key here to switch to scan mode.
93.3.
Alright, so that means that when you right arrow or left arrow by clicking, it goes frequency by frequency. Now you can do a seek by holding down the left arrow or right arrow for just a second. And I'll do that now. I'll hold it down for a second. And you found the next active frequency, so I'm going to do it again.
Specialists have been around longer than anyone else in the area.
And you find the next active frequency, so if you do it with the left arrow, just hold it down for a second. And it finds the previous active frequency. Alright, so I'm going to pause it. And I'm going to click the down arrow to get back to preset mode.
Preset.
And click the enter key.
88.5.
And unpause it. We're back in the presets.
Feminists and atheists that
Education workshop.
Right, so I'm going to pause it to show you how to save it. Alright, so to save it, you hold down the enter key.
Preset.
Menu pops up. You arrow down.
Add preset. Load preset list. Save preset list.
Save preset list. Now, when you click this, it's going to come up showing the path for the file and the file, which is going to be spelled out. So we don't have to listen to it. What we'll do is, once we start hearing it spelling it out, we're going to hold down the Enter key. And we hold it down until the menu speaks again. So here we go. We're going to click this.
Slash dot R-O-C-K-B-O-S.
And now we're going to hold down the Enter key.
Save preset list.
Until the menu spoke again. So that means it's saved. So now we can left arrow to get out of the menu and unpause it by clicking the up arrow. And you can continue using the presets. Right, turn it off now. That's how you would save a preset list once you've gone through it and cleaned it up and taken out all the static stations and stations you didn't want. You can certainly use the FM radio without having set up any presets. And so I'm going to show you how to do that now. So we're going to turn on the player.
Recent bookmarks.
And we're going to arrow down to
Files, FM radio.
And if you remember, when we click enter here, it's going to announce that it didn't find any settings, and it's going to ask us if we want to auto scan. And I'm going to answer no by hitting any other key but the enter key. So we're going to go into it now.
No settings found. Auto scan.
And answer no. Okay. Now, when you want to move through the stations, you can move frequency by frequency. And I'm going to show you how to do that now. So I'm going to unpause it. And the way you move through them is by clicking either the left or the right arrow. So I'm going to click the right arrow. And you just keep clicking it as you move through the frequencies. Just click the left arrow twice to get back to that station. Alright, so now let's pause it for a second. Now, the other way to move through stations is by seeking, which is accomplished by holding down either the left or right arrow for approximately a second and then letting up on it, and it'll seek the next active frequency. So I'm going to unpause it and demonstrate that now. So I'm going to demonstrate that now by holding down the left arrow for approximately 1 second and letting up on it. And it did a seek and found the previous station. So I'm going to do it one more time, holding down the left arrow for approximately a second. Okay, now I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to hold down the right arrow for approximately a second and let up on it. And that's how you would be able to use the radio without having set up any presets. Of course, you can pause by clicking the up arrow, and unpause by clicking it again, and I'm going to pause it. And at this point, since you don't have any presets, you don't have any alternative but the scan mode. So if you were to hold down the down button,
scan 104.7.
It says scan and announce the station, but if you arrow down again,
scan 104.7,
you only get scan because there's no presets. So now we're gonna unpause it. And when you know you're right, but you got to make a little sacrifice, you make it for love. Pause it again. Now it remembers the last radio station you were listening to. So if that was the only radio station you wanted to listen to ever, you could just leave it on that station and click the power button to turn off the radio. And then the next time you turn on the FM radio, it would land on that station and start playing it. Well, let's unpause it and then click the power button to stop it. You make it for love. Click the power button.
FM radio.
And it takes you out of the radio and puts you back into the main menu, highlighting FM radio.
FM radio.
Okay, so we're going to go into it so you can see that it remembers the station. So we're just going to click enter on it.
No sound found.
And we don't want auto scan. But there it is on the same station. Alright, we'll stop it now.
FM radio.
And that's basically how you can use it without having set up any presets.
To find out more about our products and services, visit www.talkingmp3players.com. And don't forget to visit the specials page to see our latest weekly sale.